City facilities begin reopening on Monday as province eases restrictions, with the province loosening COVID-related health restrictions on Monday. The city of Greater Sudbury is set to begin reopening those facilities the measures shuttered. On Monday, the city will begin reopening municipal pools, arenas and fitness centers. This pandemic has been a long and winding road for all of us, with lots of bumps along the way, but I am cautiously optimistic for what lies ahead, Mayor Brian Bigger said in a media release. As we begin to gradually reopen in line with the province's guidelines, let's take it slow, continue to follow public health guidelines, and keep making smart choices that will help lead us to better days ahead. You can find a detailed list of the reopenings here. Cambrian announces finalists for its annual employer award of distinction: a global engineering firm, a local welding shop, and a company dedicated to employee health and safety are the three finalists for the 2022 Cambrian College Employer Award of Distinction. The award recognizes an employer which has demonstrated exemplary support for Cambrian students and graduates. The winner will be announced at Cambrian's Virtual Career Fair Conference, February 8. You can read more about this story here. Timberwolf Snow Park now open for skiing, skating and snowshoeing. It was a sunny and cold day to open the new Timberwolf Snow Park, but that didn't stop brave Sudburians coming to enjoy the new recreational area. In fact, that's exactly why Linda Liboron-Grenier came with friends Christine Rodrigue, Melanie Chartrand and Chartrand's son, Matteo, 7. We choose to live in northern Ontario, so we might as well embrace the weather and the nature that we're living in, said Liboron-Grenier. With its grand opening at 10 a.m. on January 26, the trails and pathways were beautifully groomed and waiting for all those who wished to enjoy the new routes. Visitors could choose to cross-country ski or snowshoe, as Liboron-Grenier's group decided to do, on one of the 1 kilometer, 2.5 kilometers and 5 kilometers loops, or head out for a skate along the path that is lit by lanterns in the evening. You can read more about the snow park here. Sudbury Wolves fall to the 67s in a 3-1 loss Friday. Though the score was deadlocked 0-0 through the first period, the Sudbury Wolves fell 3-1 to the Ottawa 67s on Friday night. Three penalties against the 67s in the first period helped to hold back the score, but only a few minutes into the second, the 67s' Cooper Foster made a play to absorb a hit and feed Alex Johnston, who managed to get into the slot all alone, opening the scoring. Shorthanded, 67s player Thomas Johnston tried but couldn't quite get the puck on goal in the second, but it was recovered by Alex Johnston in the corner, and sent it back out to Johnston in the slot, who fired one in to make it a 2-0 lead. With 4-on-4 play as time wound down in the second, Vincenz Rohrer made it into the Sudbury zone, and while his initial shot was denied, the Wolves inadvertently put the puck into their own goal, giving the 67s a 3-0 advantage with just 11 seconds to go in the period. Nick DeGrazia was the lone goal scorer for the Wolves, netting his 9th of the season while shorthanded in the third period. Ethan Larmond was credited with the assist. Goalie Mitchell Weeks had a busy night and managed to stop 26 of 29 shots he faced. The 67s netminder, Max Donoso, stopped 33 of 34 shots. The Wolves are back in action on Sunday, January 30, when they host the Barrie Colts. Nominations now open for the Canada Volunteer Awards. Nickel Belt MP Mark Serre has announced that nominations are now open for the Canada Volunteer Awards, a chance to celebrate deserving volunteers in the Nickel Belt area. Nominations are accepted until March 4. This program supports the recognition of contributions made by individuals, not-for-profit organizations, social enterprises and businesses in communities across the country. The goal of the awards is to inspire Canadians from all walks of life to find new ways of making a difference in their communities. You can read more about the awards and how to nominate someone here. Legion presents another donation from Poppy and Bingo fundraising over the next few weeks. The Dr. Fred Starr Royal Canadian Legion Branch 76 will be donating thousands of dollars to eligible community groups through its Poppy and Bingo lottery accounts, said a spokesperson in an email. On January 27, Bernadette Lamarond, Branch 76 Poppy Chair, presented a check for $5,000 to Shannon Ketchabaugh, Executive Director of Meals on Wheels Sudbury. The weeks of giving kicked off with a $2,000 check to the Elgin Street Mission on January 19. Donations have also been made to Genevra House. Popeyes continues to attract thousands over the weekend. A new Popeyes restaurant in Sudbury has attracted quite a bit of attention since its January 28 opening, with fans and new customers alike lining the park lot, the drive-thru and part of Notre Dame Avenue on the first day. And it hasn't stopped yet. Jashawn Middle, manager of the new location, said there have been 1,000 people every day. One man has come back 3 times in 1 day, he said. Middle came from the Sault Ste. Marie location, the next closest being Barrie, and said that people have come from Elliott Lake, Espanola, North Bay and other places to try it out. When asked if they expected the turnout, Middle laughs and told Sudbury.com that they did expect a crowd, that's why there were employees from across Ontario there to help make opening day smoother, but it has turned out to be, according to Middle, the biggest opening day for Popeyes in Ontario. You can read more about this story here.